The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now let's talk about that rate of inflation in Ireland jumping to 3.6%, the surge in energy prices because of the conflict in the Middle East having a major impact. We're joined by Dan O'Brien, Chief Economist at the Institute of International and European Affairs and columnist as well at the Currency. Dan, you're probably not particularly shocked at this figure, are you?
Not in the slightest. It's not good news that prices, the basket of all goods and services that we buy, are 3.6% higher in March now, right now, than they were 12 months ago. It's not good news, but totally expected given the big surge in energy prices over the past 5 weeks.
Is there worse to come, do you think?
Well, that is the great question. There are a number of risk factors. The Red Sea could be closed. Donald Trump could put an export ban. America is now a big energy exporter. And if he wanted to try and keep energy prices down in the US, he could put an export ban, and that would keep all of the gas and the oil in the US and bring down prices in the US, but send them much higher for us. So there are risks. If the Gulf, the Persian stroke Arabian Gulf, doesn't open soon, that will clearly extend the problem. So there are risks. On the other hand, if the Gulf opens up, things could quite quickly go back to normal and prices could come down.
What did you make of those comments by expert groups that this energy crisis we're facing was worse than all previous ones, including the one in the 1970s, where I think I'm right in saying the barrel of oil increased fourfold? Were you surprised by that? Does that sound like, at this stage, like something of an exaggeration?
Well, look, I'm not a specific energy economist, but certainly very familiar with the history of the 1970s. And what we're seeing now is nowhere like the 1970s in terms of the price action. You know, prices of oil have gone up by about 50% since a little more than 50% since the war started. Now, that's very bad news. Mm-hmm. And it's clearly, we're seeing it immediately pushing up inflation around the world in Ireland, as new figures out today. But this is nothing like what happened in the 70s, either early to mid 70s and late 70s with the Iranian Revolution. So far, now if the risks materialize and oil prices go, much higher and gas prices go much higher, then of course there is a risk. But it's certainly the prices. What's happening with prices is nothing like what happened in the 1970s so far.
Okay. I don't know if you heard Simon Harris's comments today. He said, look, we might be coming to a point. Now, he was saying where, there's no plans for pandemic style travel restrictions or the defence forces to police petrol stations or anything like that. But he did say it may come to a point where we'd have to ask the public to conserve energy and issue advice on that to the public. Is that a likely next step, do you think?
No, I don't. I think people are going to moderate their own behavior, given the price effect. People are going to be doing, less non-necessary driving. I don't think the government telling people or advising people or asking people not to do things is going to change things very much. I think people are going to react to higher prices. One of the positive things, or at least one of the less negative things, is that Ireland, we get very little of our energy straight out of the Gulf. Now, that doesn't mean we haven't been affected by higher global prices, but it unlike, say, Asia, where they get a lot of their energy from the Gulf, they're actually facing shortages of energy. We're not facing shortages because we get our oil from places like the US. The US has become our biggest source of oil. And unless, as I say, Donald Trump stops exports out of the US, then we shouldn't have a shortage problem. We'll have a price problem rather than a shortage problem.
Mm. What about the wider economic impact of all of this? Could we see something like rationing, for example? Is that a possibility?
As I say, because we don't get our oil, our oil and gas from parts of the world where the oil and gas isn't moving, I don't think we're facing rationing.
Right.
I think the price mechanism is going to do the work here.
The wider economic impact, Dan?
Well, it's a strange thing that economists who either do forecasts and have economic models where they put in higher oil prices, or somebody used to. I spent a decade doing economic forecasting, but I have found nobody who is putting in, who has changed their forecasts to have a significant effect on economic growth. Most economists are taking a few tenths of a percentage point off their economic growth forecast, because economies are just not nearly as energy intensive as they used to be back in the 70s. Back then, agriculture, which is very energy intensive, was a much bigger part of the economy. Now it's a tiny part of the economy. So economists certainly who are in the forecasting business agree that inflation will go up by a couple of points. They would expect that to cut a few tenths of a percentage points off economic growth. But I would really reassure people that this is not like the last increase in inflation in 2021-22. That was mostly related to the pandemic. The war in Ukraine and the energy shock that produced had an additional effect, but the very high inflation we saw was largely pandemic related. And clearly, we don't have that now. So, going back to February, the month the Ukraine invasion started, inflation in Ireland was already close to 6%. 6%. Now, that is high. Mm. Right now, we've got up to 3.6% with the effect of the Iran invasion, the Iran attacks. So, I'd reassure people that we are not going. We'd have to have much, much higher energy prices to go back 4 years and have really high inflation.
But that is possible. I'm not trying to be doom laden here or whatever. But it is possible, isn't it? If the conflict worsens, if the Strait of Hormuz is long term cut off, if there is further attacks on energy providers in the Middle East, it is possible that we could get to that point.
Yeah, it is. And as I say, if the Red Sea were to be closed as well and the US cut off exports, then we could see, very high. Let's just remember the highest oil price we ever had was $200 a barrel. And that was nearly 20 years ago. That didn't cause a recession. So we'd have to go well over $200 a barrel, in my view, for this to start having a really negative effect, both on inflation and economic activity. That could happen. Clearly can't rule it out. There's a lot of things that make this worse. But certainly at the prices that we've seen since the invasion, if those prices even stayed where they are, we're not going to have too much of a problem.
Okay. What was your take on what the government have done to date in terms of the cuts in excise duty and the other measures they brought in? Was it a sufficient response? Was it the right response in your view?
Well, it's certainly sufficient in the sense that was it excessive? We've got into the stage, it's not just in Ireland, but now, anything sort of any shock happens and governments are rushing to take measures. I'm not entirely in favor of this sort of nanny state that everything that goes wrong in the world, governments need to step in and, alleviate these problems. Most people don't live from paycheck to paycheck and can afford, an additional 50 euro that they might pay on petrol every so often.
No politician could dare to say that, Dan. Sure they couldn't.
Yeah, well, I'm not a politician.
No, I know you're not.
It doesn't need to be said that, we're getting to a stage now where, the immediate knee-jerk reaction when anything goes wrong is, nanny state, government, come in and help me. There's certainly a case for using the tax mechanism so that you don't have as much volatility in energy prices. So I think there is a case to reduce taxes on petrol, diesel, and other energy products when they rise up a lot. That doesn't have to mean the government gets less money, but certainly in terms of, if there is assistance, it should be targeted at people who do live paycheck to paycheck or welfare check to welfare check rather than for everyone.
So do you think, because over the last 4 years, there's barely a day that has gone by where I haven't heard the term cost of living crisis has been mentioned on the public airways or in our newspapers. Has that narrative been overstated, do you believe?
Well, since inflation came down a couple of years ago, it may have been. But I would say that, the shock of the inflation period we had 2021-22, the cost of living rose by a quarter in less than 2 years. Now, for a country that hasn't really known inflation over 40 years, that was a really shocking change where, people's incomes were being eroded before their eyes month by month. And there are still people today, whose incomes are not 25% higher than they were 5 years ago. So there are plenty of people today who are less well off than they were 5 years ago. So, you know, I wouldn't downplay it in any way, but, you know, the rate of inflation over the past couple of years has come back down to sort of normal levels, and incomes are rising on average faster than that. So people are seeing, the average person is seeing their spending power increase rather than decline.
Okay, interesting text come in from a listener. In 1970, oil was $3 a barrel and went to $40 a barrel by 1979. You kids know nothing of what inflation and recession is like. I think I'm right in saying during the whole that Iranian crisis in 1979, I think there was a quadrupling in the price of a barrel of oil. So we're, as you pointed out earlier on, we're nowhere near that territory.
No, we're absolutely nowhere near it. That's not to say that we couldn't go there. As I say, I'm not saying that is not a risk, but certainly the price, the change in energy prices over since the war in Iran started, have been nothing like the 1970s, and nothing like what happened in 21-22 when gas prices rose by a factor of 10 in Europe. Mm. And we're nothing near that. They've risen by about 70%. So there would have to be a drastic and radical further increase in energy prices, even for it to replicate 2021-22. And don't forget, that inflation episode was mostly about the pandemic, not about energy.
Okay, let's hope it stays as it is and does not get any worse. But a really fascinating insight there. Dan O'Brien, Chief Economist at the Institute of International and European Affairs and columnist at The Currency. Thanks for talking to The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.